It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of protesters crowded streets around the state capitol in Denver Monday night to protest the death of George Floyd. Some stayed out after the city's 9 p.m. curfew. Bobby Cuomo was one of them. He lives in Aurora.
Why pass curfew? Why have curfew? You take the cops away, we don't need a curfew, as you could see.
Protesters set off fireworks near the Capitol Monday night. Earlier Monday, Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin marched with protesters and took questions from the crowd.
George Floyd.
George Floyd!
We can never forget. We must do better.
Organizers lit candles and say they're putting together a conference to navigate a path forward and work on reform. Public health officials are warning about the potential spread of COVID-19 from the protests against police brutality. Teresa Anselmo directs the nonprofit Colorado Association of Local Public Health Officials. She says she's concerned about the risk of coronavirus spreading among people in large groups.
One infected person infecting 3 people, infecting 9 people, infecting 27 people. That's how the exponential growth occurs. And it is a very real fear that this will quickly get out of control again.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has urged protesters to get tested for COVID-19. The state's Independent Ethics Commission has ordered former Governor John Hickenlooper to appear at a hearing this week, but his lawyer says he'll fight that order. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The hearing for Hickenlooper's ethics complaint was supposed to happen back in March. Hickenlooper had agreed to appear in person to defend himself against allegations that he improperly accepted gifts of air travel while he was governor. Then came the coronavirus. After delays, the IEC decided to hold the hearing as a video conference instead. Hickenlooper's lawyers asked for a delay, saying the technology was untested and unfair. The commission disagreed and has issued a subpoena to compel Hickenlooper to appear at Thursday's hearing. Hickenlooper's lawyers are asking a judge to void the order. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado is doing better than most states for responding to the 2020 census. 63% of residents have filled out forms. The national average is 60%. Douglas County has the highest response rate in the state. In August, census workers will begin in-person follow-up with people who have not completed the census. They delayed that part of collection because of the pandemic. This is CPR News.